Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Conscious Leadership. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, leading like a woman and embracing the divine feminine within us. You know, leadership isn't one size fits all. It's not about conforming to predefined roles or expectations. It's about authenticity, and it's about embracing all aspects of who you are, including your masculine and feminine energies. Today, we're going to explore why this balance is essential for conscious leadership. Welcome to Conscious Leadership, the podcast where we dive into the heart of impactful leadership, one conscious step at a time. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and together we'll explore the realms of self-awareness, empowerment, and purpose-driven leadership. Get ready to ignite your leadership potential and make a positive difference in your life and the life of those you lead. Let's talk about energy, specifically masculine and feminine energies, and the fascinating world of balancing our energies in leadership. Regardless of your gender, we all have access to both of these powerful forces within us. First, let's explore the masculine energy. Picture it as a steady, strong current of a river. It's associated with the traits like strength, assertiveness, logic, and goal-driven determination. This energy is what propels us forward, helps us tackle challenges head on, and makes tough decisions and drives results. The traits of masculine energy and how they can affect leadership regardless of gender are assertiveness and confidence. Positive aspect of this is assertiveness and confidence are often associated with effective leadership. These traits can help leaders make decisions, set expectations, and inspire confidence in their teams. But the potential challenge you may have is excessive assertiveness can be perceived as aggressiveness or dominance, which might lead to conflicts or alienation. Leaders should balance assertiveness with active listening and empathy. Another trait of logical and analytical thinking. The positive aspect is logical thinking is crucial for leaders to analyze situations and solve complex problems and make data-driven decisions. But the potential challenge is relying solely on logic might lead to a lack of emotional intelligence. Effective leaders balance logical thinking with an understanding of people's emotions and their needs. Goal-oriented and results-driven traits. The positive aspect, goal-oriented leaders tend to be focused, determined, and results-driven. They can motivate their teams to achieve ambitious objectives. But the potential challenge is an excessive focus on results can sometimes neglect the well-being and morale of the team members. Leaders should strive for a balanced approach that prioritizes both goals and team dynamics. Another trait for masculine energy, independence and self-reliance. Positive aspect, independence can foster self-reliance and resilience in leaders. It allows them to take initiative and lead confidently. A potential challenge, though, over-reliance on independence may hinder collaboration and teamwork. Effective leaders recognize the importance of collaboration and building supportive teams. Competitive nature. Positive. Healthy competition can drive innovation and excellence, motivating leaders and their teams to excel. The challenge. An extreme focus on competition can lead to a cutthroat environment that may not be conducive to collaboration or inclusivity. Leaders should balance competition with cooperation. Another trait. Risk-taking and resilience. Positive aspect, taking calculated risks and bouncing back from setbacks are signs of resilience in leaders. It enables them to navigate challenges with determination. But the potential challenge, extreme risk-taking without considering potential consequences, can lead to unnecessary setbacks. Leaders should balance risk-taking with a strategic approach. Decision-making and leadership. Positive aspect is strong decision-making and leadership skills are essential for effective leadership. Leaders who make tough decisions are often seen as capable and reliable. The challenge can be being overly authoritarian or dominant decision-making style might stifle creativity and discourage team members from sharing their ideas. Leaders should aim for inclusive decision-making. And lastly, conflict resolution. The positive aspect, leaders who can address conflicts directly and make tough decisions about resolving them can maintain a healthy team environment. The potential challenge is overemphasizing on conflict resolution can lead to confrontational leadership styles. Leaders should aim for constructive conflict management that encourages open communication and mutual understanding. So now that we spoke about some of the masculine traits, let's shift our focus to feminine energy. And imagine it as a gentle, nurturing soil in which ideas and connections grow. It embodies qualities such as intuition, empathy, compassion, and the ability to foster collaboration. It's the part of us that listens deeply, senses the unspoken, and brings people together. So let's list some of these traits for feminine energy and how they can impact you as a leader. So the first one, empathy and compassion, the positive aspect. Leaders who embody feminine energy often excel in empathy and compassion. They have an innate ability to understand and connect with the emotions and needs of their team members. The potential challenge, though, excessive empathy might lead to difficulty in making tough decisions or setting boundaries. Effective leaders balance empathy with assertiveness. Intuition and your gut feeling. Positive aspect. Leaders with strong feminine energy often trust their intuition and instincts. This can be invaluable in situations where data is limited, helping leaders make intuitive yet informed decisions. The potential challenge is relying solely on intuition without factual analysis can be risky. Leaders should aim to combine intuition with data-driven decision-making. Collaboration and team building. Positive aspect, leaders with feminine energy tend to excel in building strong, cohesive teams. They prioritize collaboration, communication, and creating a sense of belonging. The potential challenge, though, overemphasizing on this consensus building might slow down decision making. Effective leaders balance collaboration with the need for timely decisions. Flexibility and adaptability. Positive aspect, leaders are often more adaptable and open to change. They can quickly adjust to new circumstances and encourage their teams to do the same. Potential challenge, excessive flexibility might lead to a lack of direction or consistency. Leaders should strike a balance between adaptability and stability. Number five, nurturing and being supportive. Positive aspect. Nurturing leaders create supportive environments where team members feel valued and encouraged to grow. They provide mentorship and guidance. The potential challenge is over-nurturing can sometimes lead to over-dependency among team members. Leaders should encourage autonomy and self-sufficiency. Inclusivity and diversity. Patient leaders with feminine energy are skilled listeners. They allow team members to express themselves fully, which can lead to a more creative solution and improved relationships. The potential challenges over patience might lead to inaction or lack of accountability. Leaders should balance patience with a commitment to progress. In conflict resolution, leaders who embody feminine energy or tap into their feminine energy often excel in resolving conflicts through open communication and empathy. They create a safe space for team members to address issues. The potential challenges overemphasizing on avoiding conflicts may lead to issues being swept under the rug. Leaders should encourage constructive conflict resolution. As leaders, especially in the corporate world, we often find ourselves leaning heavily into our masculine energy. We've been conditioned to believe that assertiveness, logic, and results-oriented mindset are the keys to success. And they are to some extent. But here's the catch. When you overemphasize this energy, we can tip the balance, leading to a state of inner and outer imbalance. Picture this. If that powerful river of masculine energy keeps flowing at full force without respite, it can erode the fertile soil of the feminine. This imbalance can manifest as disconnection from our intuition, emotional intelligence, and the capacity to nurture relationships. It can also make us more susceptible to stress and burnout. So why is it essential to balance these energies? Because the magic happens in the middle. It's where the river meets the soil, where life flourishes. In conscious leadership, the ability to harness the strength of the masculine while staying deeply rooted in the nurturing embrace of the feminine can be transformational. This balance allows us to make strategic decisions while considering the well-being of our teams. It lets us lead with assertiveness when necessary, tempered by empathy and understanding. It's about finding the harmony between setting ambitious goals and creating a supportive environment for our teams to thrive. Balancing masculine and feminine energies in leadership is crucial for achieving a well-rounded, inclusive leadership style. Effective leaders recognize the value of both sets of traits and apply them appropriately to different situations and team dynamics. This balance fosters a workplace culture of collaboration, empathy, and adaptability, and innovation, which often is key to long-term success. The journey to balanced leadership is an ongoing process, and it's a path we'll explore further in future episodes. As leader, the quest for balance between our masculine and feminine energy is an adventure worth embarking on. Let's dive into another topic that affects many of us, particularly women in leadership: survival mode. It's like a persistent shadow that lingers in the background, influencing our decisions and actions more than we might even realize. Survival mode is a state of heightened alertness. Picture it as a relentless race where the finish line keeps moving further away. It's a mode of operation where we feel compelled to respond to external demands, societal expectations, and often the pursuit of elusive perfection. Now, why is survival mode a significant concern for conscious leaders? Well, when we're in survival mode, we're constantly reacting rather than responding with intention. It's like we're navigating turbulent waters and our focus narrows down to just staying afloat. In this state, we might find ourselves tirelessly striving for perfection, seeking external validation to validate our self-worth, and perpetually feeling like we're never doing enough. It's a mindset that drains our energy and leaves us feeling depleted. For women in leadership, this can be particularly challenging. Society has, for a long time, imposed certain expectations and standards. And in response, we've learned to excel to prove ourselves in what is often a male-dominated arena. We've been conditioned to wear many hats and juggle numerous roles. But in this relentless pursuit, we sometimes lose sight of our authentic selves and our true leadership potential. So why is it vital to break free from survival mode? Because conscious leadership requires us to be grounded, present, and authentic. It calls for leadership from a place of inner strength, not from a frantic scramble to meet external expectations. How can you recognize the signs of survival mode? How does it impact your leadership? And most importantly, how can you shift from survival mode to thriving as a conscious leader? It's a transformational journey that can empower us to lead from a place of authenticity and purpose. Because the path to conscious leadership begins with understanding and transcending survival mode. Let's recognize some signs of survivor mode so that you can be better equipped if you tap into it. Survivor mode can manifest in various ways, both mentally and physically. Here are some common signs to watch out for. Constant stress. Feeling stressed is normal, but if stress becomes constant, a constant companion for you, it might be a sign that you're in survivor mode. This stress can lead to physical symptoms like tension headaches, muscle pains, and even digestive issues. Overwhelm. Feeling overwhelmed by tasks and responsibilities and struggling to prioritize effectively. Perfectionism. Setting unrealistically high standards for yourself and others often leads to burnout and dissatisfaction. An inability to relax. Finding it challenging to relax, even during downtimes, your mind may continually race with thoughts about work and responsibilities. Negative self-talk, a persistent inner critic that berates you for perceived mistakes or shortcomings. Impatience and irritability, becoming easily irritated, impatient, and short-tempered, even in situations where it's not warranted. Sleep disturbances, difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or experiencing restorative sleep. Low energy, feeling consistently fatigued and lacking of energy to engage in activities you used to enjoy. Decreased empathy, struggling to empathize with others or connect emotionally. Avoidance, avoiding challenges or procrastinating out of fear or anxiety. Those are some warning signs for survival mode. Now let's discuss how it impacts your leadership, because it can be detrimental to effective leadership. Reactive leadership. Leaders in survival mode often react to situations rather than proactively addressing them. This can lead to poor decision-making and missed opportunities. Impact on team. Team members can sense and stress an overwhelmed leader and feel anxious and unsupported. This can result in decreased morale, productivity, and higher turnover. Communication challenges. Stress can affect communication, making it less effective. Team members might misinterpret or feel unheard, leading to misunderstandings and conflicts. Burnout. Leaders in survival mode are at higher risk of burnout, which can result in absenteeism, decreased performance, and health issues. Reduced creativity and innovation. Stress limits creative thinking and problem-solving abilities, hindering a leader's ability to adapt and innovate. So, some things you can do to shift from survivor mode to thriving as a conscious leader are: become self-aware. Recognizing when you're in survivor mode, self-awareness is the first step to change. Stress management. Develop effective stress management strategies like mindfulness, meditation, exercise, or hobbies to reduce stress levels. Delegate and prioritize. Learn to delegate tasks and prioritize responsibilities to prevent overwhelm. Set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries between work and personal life to avoid overworking. Practice self-compassion. Replace negative self-talk with self-compassion, understanding that it's okay to make mistakes and that perfection isn't attainable. Seek support. Reach out to mentors, coaches, or therapists for guidance and support. Delegate and empower. Empower your team by delegating responsibilities and trusting them to take ownership of tasks. Embrace mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine to stay present and reduce reactivity. Invest in self-care. Prioritize self-care, including getting adequate sleep, eating well, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Continuous learning. Invest in your personal and professional growth to enhance your leadership skills and adaptability. Shifting from survival mode to thriving as a conscious leader is an ongoing journey. It involves developing resilience, self-awareness, and effective stress management techniques. By prioritizing your well-being and adopting a proactive rather than reactive approach, you can lead with authenticity and create a positive impact on your team and your organization. So we're going to shift a little bit and talk about belief systems and self-belief and the importance of these when you're talking about or dealing with leadership. Belief systems are akin to the hidden software running the operating system of our minds. It wields immense influence over our leadership journey. These often subconscious narratives significantly impact how we perceive ourselves, make decisions, and crucially, how we cultivate self-belief. For many, especially women, societal conditionings have deeply ingrained these belief systems. They serve as an architect for self-doubt and perpetuate the insidious imposter syndrome. Imagine being at a high-stakes meeting, a recognized leader in your field, yet a persistent inner voice questioning your place at the table, whispering, "Do you truly belong here?" Such moments are the offspring of belief systems suggesting inadequacy and unworthiness. I am committed to unraveling and unveiling these hidden narratives, the ones stealthily holding you back from your true potential. I will provide you with some tools to identify and confront these limiting beliefs, ultimately rewriting them and amplifying your capabilities. We won't stop at mere recognition. We're here to empower you with the actionable strategies to transform self-doubt into unwavering self-assurance. It's a journey from questioning your qualifications to embodying your leadership role with poise, authenticity, and unshakable confidence. As we're talking about imposter syndrome, I'm reminded of a training that I attended by Leslie Riley when I was with the Women's Veterans Leadership Program. We covered the topic of imposter syndrome and the different types of imposter syndrome. From the perfectionist, the superwoman, the natural genius, the soloist, and the expert, all of these have their own particular traits. The perfectionist is the type of person who feels like they must be 100% perfect all the time. And the best thing you can do is act before you're ready and celebrate all of your achievements. The superwoman is that person that stays later than everyone and doesn't really like to take time off. The best thing you could do is practice self-validation, lower your need for external recognition. The natural genius is the person who's always gotten A's and just is like the one who always knows everything and people go to. You're considered the smart one, right? Focus on what it is that you need to learn versus what you already know. The soloist is the person that just would rather do it themselves. They don't usually ask for help. So what you can do is ask for and actually be ready to accept help from others. And the expert is that person that no matter how many certifications and schooling that they seek, they really hate to be known as the expert. They really feel that they still need to learn more, don't quite know enough. What they need to understand is this is a form of procrastination. They need to notice when they're seeking more information. So one of the other takeaways I got from that training is she had us ask some questions to ourselves. Which of these successes am I not taking ownership of? Which of my beliefs about success is holding me back? And which of my strengths am I overlooking? A lot of times when we're stuck in imposter syndrome, we like to lower ourselves in our own heads, don't really see how great we are in certain aspects. And that's the whole point. It's the imposter within you, right? Yes. So whether you've been grappling with imposter syndrome, or you're plagued with self-doubt, or you're simply seeking to fortify your self-belief, use this as an opportunity for profound change. Reshaping these internal narratives mirrors the craft of creating a new and empowered self-story. The intel's shedding the constraints and uncertainties that may have hindered your progress. This progress resolves around rewriting your self-perception to harmonize with your authentic self. Imposter syndrome is a challenge among leaders. It often roots itself deeply entrenched in our beliefs in inadequacy and underservingness. By addressing and reshaping these internal narratives, we can disassemble the foundation of imposter syndrome and erect a bastion of unshakable self-worth. This journey extends beyond personal development. It's about equipping you with the mindset and the tools to lead with indomitable confidence. As a conscious leader, your self-belief reverberates throughout your team and your organization, propelling collective growth and genuine transformation. Yeah. As we conclude this episode, let's illuminate the profound impact of balancing masculine feminine energies in leadership. We've explored how overemphasizing on one energy can lead to an imbalance and burnout. By embracing both energies, we tap into a wellspring of authenticity and resilience that embraces our leadership. Additionally, we delved into the significance of belief systems and the insidious nature of imposter syndrome. These internal narratives can undermine our confidence and hinder our potential as conscious leaders. However, by recognizing these patterns and actively reshaping our beliefs, we unlock the door to unshakable self-belief and authentic leadership. Balancing energies and reshaping belief systems are not just personal journeys. They have a profound impact on our teams, organizations, and the world. As conscious leaders, we have the responsibility to lead authentically, foster environments where everyone can thrive. So I encourage you to reflect on your own leadership journey. Take the time to assess your energy balance, identify any limiting beliefs, and acknowledge any traces of imposter syndrome. Know that you're not alone in this journey, and there are tools and strategies to support your growth. In our upcoming episodes, we'll continue to explore practical techniques and insights to help you on your path to conscious leadership. Together, we'll build a community of leaders who lead with authenticity, confidence, and have a positive impact. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Conscious Leadership. I hope today's insights have ignited your passion for empowered and purposeful leadership. Remember, conscious leadership is not just a destination, but it's a continuous journey of growth and transformation. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow leaders. Until next time, keep thriving, keep leading, keep growing. This is Dakota, signing out. Thank you.